Hi everybody, it's January 17th, and today I want to talk to you about annoying people. There's a lady who wrote an article. Her name is Julia Attaway. She posted something in a devotion on Guidepost Magazines clear back in 2012. And she has a saying in her house, and the saying goes like this: no matter where you go, no matter what you do, there will always be at least one annoying person. Now, I would venture a guess that there has never been a person in history who hasn't been around annoying people or people who get under their skin. And so I just want to stop today for just a minute, and I want you to think about the person that you might run into today that annoys you, the person that's the irritator to you. And I want you for just a moment to ask yourself this question: why do I think that person might act the way they act? Why do I really think they might? And the answer, they're just a jerk, doesn't work here. Think about what leads them to act or talk in the way they talk. Is there a past hurt in their life or hurts that make them act the way that they do? Is there a hurt maybe that you have caused them that causes them to act that way? I want to encourage you today to pray with me about extending grace to anyone who is an irritant to us, and even going to the point of trying to find something about them that we see that is good that God gave them. Let's pray for those people who we will inevitably run into today, if not today, in the coming days, and ask God to bless them. Lord, you stretch us by the things you ask of us. And one of the things that I believe that you ask us to do in loving everyone includes people who annoy us, people who are irritating to us. For some of us, we have a person in our family in our mind. For others of us, it's someone at work, at school, someone that we run into constantly, or someone we work with. Father, forgive me when I don't act and think as you have asked me to act and think about people who irritate me. Father, today I ask that you would give me a major dose of love, of grace, and humility, Lord, that my response to annoyances would be love. In Jesus' name, amen.